From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and just an honor to have been nominated. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It is Monday, February 25th, 2008, and I watched the Oscars.
Did you sit through the whole thing?
No.
Oh,
I didn't. But I watched a little bit of it. It was fun.
I actually had a very bizarre Oscar experience. I watched the very beginning, and I said, I have to go to bed. And then I couldn't sleep, and I got up at the end, and we'd been TiVoing it because Batman was on. The old Batman's kind of a thing for the old Batmans. So we just go fast forward to the parts we didn't like and then watch little parts and then fast forward and then go back to Batman. It was sort of surreal to watch Batman at the Oscars at the same time. But did any of your favorites win?
Yeah, my kind of the obvious stuff won that I, you know, I was a big fan of No Country for Old Men. I was happy about that one. But I was really happy about the best song from Once, this little film that was kind of under the radar. Glenn Hanser, the lead singer of The Frames, wrote this little song, and he starred in the movie along with this really amazing Czech musician. It was really great. So that was my little unsung hero of the night.
Well, we'll hear more about the Oscars in a little bit. Also on today's hour of the show, this hour, I should say, what lengths advertisers will go to get your eyeballs, your ear holes, your taste buds to lickable advertisements. Not in the future, they are here now.
Also, Bob Powers, he writes a short story on his blog every day, every single day, Monday through Friday, we should say. He does take the weekends off. These are really fun, sometimes dark little stories. How and why does he do this? He's going to come into the studio to explain.
And we'll round up this weekend in politics, and what a weekend it was. Senator Clinton laying it down on Barack Obama.
Shame on you, Barack Obama.
Yikes. We'll tell you what she says he should be shameful for. Politico.com's Jim Vandehei is here to round it up for us. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Put down the nachos and step away from the bean dip. The Oscars are over. Let's run down the results. The big winner was the beautifully bleak and violent Western chase film, No Country for Old Men. It won Best Picture, and the Coen brothers won Best Directors and Best Adapted Screenplay honors as well. Here's Joel Coen last night as he accepted an Oscar along with his brother Ethan. He says the brothers have been making movies together since they were kids.
We're very thankful to all of you out there for letting us continue to play in our corner of the sandbox. So thank you very much.
No Country for Old Men won in four of the eight categories it was nominated in, including Best Supporting Actor win for Javier Bardem. He played the film's brutal bad guy, a creepy killer with a creepy way of killing. The Spanish actor's victory early in the night turned into a trend for foreign-born actors.
Brit Tilda Swinton won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a corrupt corporate attorney in Michael Clayton. Irishman Daniel Day-Lewis took home Best Actor for playing a ruthless oil man in There Will Be Blood. And Marie Cotillard of France was named Best Actress for her portrayal of Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose.
It is the first time since 1965 that all four acting Oscars have gone to performers from outside the States. So that's what happened inside the Kodak Theater. Outside, it was theater of a different sort on the red carpet. Discussions of designers and air kissing were the norm. What was not? One of the stars of the Best Picture nominee, Juno, actress Jennifer Garner, met with the erratic actor Gary Busey on the red carpet. And when I say met, I mean was somewhat accosted. When Ryan Seacrest, one of them their TV hosts, introduced them, Busey gave Garner a big hug and kiss, and then things were a bit awkward.
Sorry. Yes, tell me, supermom. I was going to ask you about balancing everything, being supermom. Tell me how that goes for you.
Tell me about getting kissed on the neck on the red carpet by this man. That was nice. Everything's really balanced.
You look very nervous.
Yeah, I am, aren't you?
Where's Ben right now?
Where is Ben?
Yikes. Ben being Ben Affleck, her large husband, when Gary Busey is kissing you on the neck on the red carpet. I had to turn away.
And you know, there was a lot of talk about how Jon Stewart was going to fare as the host with no writers for the months ahead of time to prepare. I don't know. I got to say, I was a little disappointed.
As I said, I fast forwarded through most of the show.
It was all right. I mean, the man didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. But I thought, you know, no writers, maybe it'll be a little more off the cuff. Not so much. Yeah, well, it was all right.
Some other two things happened over the weekend, some anti-Oscar ceremonies.
The 28th annual Golden Raspberry Awards also took place over the weekend. The Razzies, as they're known, go to the worst films and performances of the year. Eddie Murphy won a record 3 Razzies, all for different roles he played in Norbit. He got Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor, and Worst Supporting Actress.
Damn it, Norbit, how many times I got to tell you when you drive my car, don't adjust my seat?
I haven't touched your seat.
Then why is it up so damn far?
It looks like it's back as far as it goes, Respucia.
Lindsay Lohan won Worst Actress for her role in I Know Who Killed Me, which also won Worst Picture. Winners get a trophy that's spray-painted gold and valued at less than $5, although none of them showed up to collect.
Also over the weekend, the Independent Spirit Awards were handed out. The snarky teen pregnancy film Juno, which lost Best Picture at the Oscars, won Best Feature Film at the Spirit Awards, as well as Best Actress honors for Oscar nominee Ellen Page and Best First Screenplay for Diablo Cody. It was a double win for Cody this weekend, who also got one of those Oscars last night for Best Original Screenplay.
Wow, what kind of swag did you score?
That's some good writing.
And if you want to see a picture of Diablo Cody, go to our blog. We're running a caption contest with a bunch of photos from Oscar night. The best captions will get featured in a slideshow on the main NPR site.
Our blog is npr.org/Bryant Park, and that is the BPP's big story. Now let's get to some more of today's news headlines.